Good morning. Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today and for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking all about how to raise money for real estate deals. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and it's the principal reason why I wrote the book Magnetic Capital. When I talk to new real estate investors, overwhelmingly I hear people making decisions that are constrained by availability of money. I hear statements like, I would do that renovation, but I can't afford it. Or I would buy that property, but I can't afford it. Or I would fill in the blank because I can't afford it. When someone says, I would do something, but I can't because, that's an excuse. That's basically saying, I know what the right thing to do is, but I'm not going to do it because of some reason. So I'm going to do the wrong thing and still hope that I'm going to get the right result, even though I'm going to do the wrong thing. Most of the time, that rationale is the result of some missing resource. Maybe I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough knowledge, I don't have enough relationships. Whatever it might be, it's some excuse pointing to some missing resource. When it comes to real estate projects, money, just like any other resource, is just fuel. That's all it is. It's just fuel. One of your principal jobs as a real estate investor is to amass the resources, to amass the fuel to successfully execute your projects. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to be unpacking this and drilling deep into understanding the relationship between projects, people, track record, and how to get money into your projects. I want you to stop looking at your bank account as the constraint for whatever it is that you want to do in the world of real estate investing. And you don't need to have been born on Wall Street in order to learn how to raise money. This is a skill that can be taught, but you have to be willing to make that plunge. Now, one of the biggest objections I often get when I talk about raising money, people are uncomfortable asking for money. So my response to that is, great, then don't ask for money. If I have an opportunity that is super compelling, I want to offer that as an opportunity to people that I have a strong relationship with. It would in fact be disloyal to those relationships if I didn't offer them that opportunity. And if it's a fit for them and it makes sense for them, then great. If not, that's fine too. The relationship is far more important. I'm not asking for money. I'm simply giving people an opportunity to come along for the ride with me on something that's going to be exciting, interesting, and compelling. That's a completely different posture than asking for money. So if you're uncomfortable asking for money, don't ask for money. These next couple of weeks are going to be particularly awesome as we drill deep into how to raise capital. I really look forward to going through this with you over the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, have an awesome day and go out and make some great things happen. We'll talk to you tomorrow.